Hi, and welcome to my, what is it, third audio blog? Well, I did my networking exam on Saturday. Dallas stayed over, as he normally does when we're doing stuff in networking. We got a fair bit of study done. I think we did quite well in the exam. It was a little irritating, the fact that most of the questions we studied for, including the CDMA and other significant questions that involved the math, I think the FDM as well, they switched over and shoved stuff that wasn't that at all, which made it fun and yet quite long and arduous. My wrists got very sore from it, but it's finally over and I believe I'm going to do quite well at it. On the topic of stuff from Dallas, Dallas's chicken got free food scraps from us, and I got a free white hoodie from Dallas, which is good because I've been wanting a hoodie. Though, white can easily get stained, so I'll just have to watch out for that. Since the exam on Saturday, I've been slowly relaxing and studying for my statistics exam on Thursday, and it's real slow and quite boring because it's statistics, and yeah, that's kind of what you get from statistics. And the fact that the questions on this previous exams and the worksheets are just straight out of the textbook doesn't make it much more interesting either, especially because of some of the ambiguity and silliness of the questions, actually, that are example questions. But enough about boring statistics. I'm already bored myself with that, and no need to bore you guys anymore. What else have I been up to? Well, a lot of instant messaging using Sai, which is my Jabber client, and AMSN, which is my MSN client. I finally updated to the SVN version, and discovered that it's a memory hole because of a memory leak in TK and TCL, and I'm going to have to go from my current 8.5 testing version to CVS to fix the bug, and not sure if there's an e-build yet, and I'll probably have to end up making one. I finished rewriting my Quadra e-build, but there's something wrong with the Quadra snapshot that doesn't let it configure, so I'm going to have to fix that and then repatch my e-build for that. Other things I've been wasting my time with, enjoying my time, relaxing, getting a little bit distracted, West North, and which I've played a lot more games in, and Enemy Territory. Need a medic! Need ammo! Deploy landmines! Need more covert ops! Escort the vehicle! Another such sound effects. I signed up to the Internode Gamers Network, and I'm playing on the Internode servers. I'm not that bad, considering I'm playing on a touchpad. I'm actually a damn good engineer, and not a bad covert ops either, so yay. I'm probably on Internode 2 or Internode 4 on occasion, just the exam time to get rid of the nerves. What else have I been doing? Oh, I've been in Merge DPV Welding, and I'm a Merge DPV Weld up to date, which I'm quite happy with. Big GNOME update today, and had to download and install everything from that. Didn't take too long. I also was helping the family cement this pond of ours, and it's still not finished. It's one of the, you know, the works in progress that take ages and ages and ages and ages and ages and really shouldn't. But it's not my project. I just have to lend a helping hand every now and again. Lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be there to help you carry on. It won't be long before we all need somebody to lean on. What else have I been doing? I've been talking to Crystal on what? Sai, MSN, goodness, else knows what. She's really busy with, I think it's microbiology report, which is supposed to be something like 60 pages long, and it's very big, and I think it's due in, what, tomorrow? So she's going to be very busy tonight. And, well, I'm there if she needs someone, you know. I tend to be there for a lot of people. I'm also trying to write my first Qtopia application so I can get my entry for the Qtopia Green Friend competition in by the due date, which happens to be at the end of my exam period, 3 days after my last exam, which is linear algebra, and I'm going to have to do a fair bit of study for, because that's going to be a heavy exam. But after that, then I've got my holidays, and I have lots of people to catch up with, probably including Crystal. Let's see, everyone at Toowoomba, Gattle, Sabrina, Lisa, the rest of the Mathesons. Probably won't get to catch up with Kerry, given her location, but I do want to say hi to her if she's interested. I've also got to catch up with Ruben and Cheetah, and possibly Red Hatter, depending on the scenario. I hope she's going to the Trolltech barbecue. He's having Bluetooth issues at the moment with his new Bluetooth dongle. Another thing I'm having issues with is the lack of updates that other people are doing to their blog and their Medium. I read some tips from a dig, 10 best things you can do for your blog, etc. One of them was to comment on other people's blogs, and it's pretty hard to comment on other people's blogs when they're blogs you read by other people. And I do read a significant number of other people's blogs. It's not like I just read 3 or 4. I read about 20, 30. Check MySpaces, LJs, etc. Custom blogs, WordPresses, goodness knows what. And when they don't update, you really can't add a new comment, and that makes it kind of awkward for the whole social networking type thing. I guess it's just because people are either lazy or busy or both. I know that I've been struck by certain things like that. Statistics does it too. At least it doesn't make you go crazy, like modeling analysis and design. What else is there that I'm supposed to talk about? Well, I was talking about the male voice. Well, not, like, seriously or anything. My siblings and their friends were playing a game of Battle of the Sexes. I was just watching. And, yeah, it was funny because they're all littler than me, and I knew a lot of the answers just with my general knowledge, and my little brother really couldn't handle it, really couldn't tolerate it. Stopped the game. Bad sport, accused people of cheating based on technicalities. I think it was a bum bag was the answer, and his friend said fanny pack, which is American slang, and circle was the answer, and little sister said zero, and yeah, it's rather silly bickering like that. And it's interesting the sexual stereotypes that games and common media and Big Brother and everything else tries to place on the world. The stereotypes of same being more equal than equivalent is equal. So that's, to me, that's a really big problem that needs to be fixed. Just because things are the same doesn't mean that they don't... Just because things need to be equal doesn't mean they need to be the same. They can be quite easily be equivalent. And that's an important point in my eyes. I'm just getting over a sore throat, so that's what that's from, and stutter's just from, I'm pacing my feet up and down, so it's just, yeah, this is all totally unplanned, and trying to think of what else to say. Oh, lol code. For those who know, ICanHasCheeseburger.com and lolcats. Eyes in your house, eating all your food. Eyes in your computer, fixing your RAM. Eyes in your source code, patching your bugs. Where's my bucket? Invisible vampire. Can I have the cookie? I bought you a cookie, but I ate it. Well, yeah. Enough lolcat referencing. Lolcat language has finally been turned into code form. It seems very C-based. I asked on HashScheme if anyone had a scheme implementation of it yet, and it doesn't seem so because of the C basis of the language, which to me is kind of a shame. I mean, C is universal and it's a great language, but I think LoL code could be so much more flexible if it was written or implemented in Lisp. Just because of Lisp's flexibility, Lisp is like the Russian gymnast. So yeah, LoL code. Hi, okay, thanks, bye. It's amazing. Oh, now, another really, really sad, depressing fact of life. Well, not really sad and depressing, I'm just saying that because I'm exaggerating. I consider myself a geek and nerd, and I acknowledge that if I ever do get recognized by the hacker community or the open source community for my contributions, I may, if I'm lucky, hopefully be labeled as a hacker, so. But I know that I'm a geek and a nerd, and I'm a Linux buff, and general knowledge buff, weirdo, eccentric, etc. But I was looking at what geek-to-geek dating sites, and it's interesting, just the number of people that are looking for more geek friends and fellow geek friends. I went through about, 20 or 30 Australian profiles, and if I wasn't so reluctant, I probably would have signed up to the website just, you know, so I could say, here's my job, come talk to me, because they all sound so nice. And yeah, the geek culture forums are pretty funny, asking all the typical questions, and it's interesting the social stereotyping and the effects of everything that can interface in human society. When one person's an outcast to one group, they're widely accepted in another. And our dynamic social structure hasn't been developed overnight. It's not necessarily evolved, but it's been a long while coming, which makes everything so complex and communication so not straightforward and worrying. I wish Dallas the best of luck. He's got done all his exams. He was only doing networking. I wish him best of luck when he goes skydiving, because that will probably be great fun for him. Not really my cup of tea at the moment, but that's funny. I don't particularly drink tea because it's got caffeine in it. A lot of people know that. I don't have anything with caffeine in it, so. So that using that expression is quite ironic. Oh, and to Chris, I'm glad you've added yourself to my stalkers list. You're, what, 378 or something? To all my stalkers, yeah, have fun finding me, catching me. Please bump into me, I'd love to talk. In fact, you can buy me biscuits. And then I'm going to talk about eigenvectors and subversion and, well, isomorphic vector spaces, because they're great fun. I really want to do some Fourier, but I'll have to wait for 3-1-1 to do that. And of course I've got to focus on stats, which means linear regression, ANOVA, count, categorical, all the probability formulas with P and R and N and C, and the square roots, and the sample pooled variance, and the p-values, and the t-tables. I've got to buy myself some Fawcett and Kent tables, because, yeah, they were supposed to have extras in the mid-semester for me, because I've got the PDF version, I don't have the printed version, but they didn't, which was a kind of an inconvenience, and considering I only got 60% on the mid-semester, I'd like to have them before I do the exam Thursday, so I'm probably going to have to get them from the bookshop. I feel like ice cream, and it's the middle of winter. Blueberry ice cream and meringue. Oh well, there's no accounting for taste and cravings. I'm wondering if I should record some of the songs I've written. I may get around to it. At the moment I've got a few things to focus on. Like this audio blog, for instance. Let's see, what else is interesting? There's a whole lot of interesting stuff on Dig. But what would be more fun is to know when Christman's comp's supposed to be on. Because I'm registered to enter that, and he's probably going to have it without me, given my attendance at uni, considering I don't need to be there unless I'm at the there for my exams. But he said he's going to have time when everyone's there, so that's what I'm hoping for. Oh, CSV, or Commerce of Related Values, for the win. They make text data to tabular data so much easier. I did a little something for Crystal, involved adding double quotation marks and commas to text data, and then copy-pasting, importing that into CaseSpread, because OpenOffice wouldn't read the double quotes correctly. I might file a bug about that later. And then, yeah, just exporting to HTML makes it so much easier. I miss bumping into people like I used to. Like when I bumped into Emma, I think it's Emma Chaney. Yeah, the news agent. The Plaza. I've got to go back to the Plaza. It's not like I've got the money for shopping, but I'd just like to go back there. Probably catch up with Jonna. A few other people. Nathan asked me what I was interested in once my degree's over. Everyone seems to ask me that question. Well, I'm interested in... I've always been interested in virtually essentially everything. Once my degree's over, I'll try and get work with, say, Trolltech or Google. Somewhere like that. Either doing programming, applications development, Linux kernel development, web development, mathematical modelling, etc., mathematical analysis. Something fun like that. Or probably something totally random as well. Whatever. To bobandtiff.net, your forums are full of spam. I probably would moderate some, but I'd prefer it if you release a new episode. What else? To Dallas, drat on you to introducing to me the deleted YouTube viewer. There's nothing good on that thing. Nothing good at all. Well, except for the Indonesian parody of some weird movie. That wasn't bad. It's rather funny, actually. I still haven't got the translated tattoo lyrics I was looking for. Julian was supposed to post them yonks ago, but he hasn't. I have to investigate that, and... yeah. What else is there? Licorice. Licorice is good. I mean, seriously, if you were a kid in a candy store, what candy would you either buy or get given for free, and why? Is there any special candy that doesn't exist now, or that you'd like to custom make, just so you could enjoy? If you had to give candy to somebody else, which candy would you pick, and why, and for what reason? What else? What's the odds of running into someone that you once knew? Just at a bus stop or something. Statistically, we could do an ANOVA, we could do examples, we could do linear regression patterns for multiple factors. I could just test the beyond the scope of my basic statistics analysis course and probably scare my lecturer and other people who, essentially, when she's teaching, it's kind of terrible. She goes and does this wonderful math, and then she says, oh, but don't look at the math, don't worry about the math, don't look at the math, it's scary, I know, don't look at it, because she's teaching all these science and business people who actually really have to understand the math, but she just avoids it, and it's shameful and pathetic, because when it comes to the exam, there's an element of math involved, and then they just go, what? And it's just silly. I hope Ray's enjoying his law. Probably boring him to death, but I'm hoping he's enjoying it. I'd really like some more updates. Ray hasn't given me a single update, which is evil. Not a single update in like 2.5 years. That's a record. Meh. Oh, and there was that murder at the Dreaming. That was tragic. I didn't hear much about it other than it happened. I think that's really tragic. And all the flash floods in New South Wales. Well, they're finally getting their water. But of course, it's a natural disaster. No one looks on the bright side when there's a dark side to look on. Which is interesting. I mean, you could go into a room with one candle. Everyone would tell you how dark it is. No one paying attention to the fact that there's one candle in the center of the room lit. It's amazing what you can do with one candle and mirrors. The whole world could be smoke and mirrors for all we know. Liability insurance. I'd like to know someone who sells liability insurance. And I'd also like to say that I watched Mean Girls with Dallas, and I thought that movie was rather stupid because of the portrayal of the maths group in particular as being social suicide. I mean, when I was in high school, it was hell. I was the social outcast, I was probably the president of the chess club during the period which it disbanded. There was no intellectual focus and academic focus whatsoever. And yeah, I was considered the weirdo, and even the group of friends I was with, a lot of them betrayed me or treated me like crap and then apologized after graduation and whatnot. So not many fond memories there, despite the amount of people who keep on bringing them up. On the bright side, I lit a fire on Saturday, I think. Yeah, it was either Saturday or Sunday for a barbecue. I like lighting fires. I'd consider myself pyromaniac. I don't go and like start any crazy bushfires or anything, but when told to light a fire or play with a flame or a candle, I have a great time. I enjoy it very much. I'm also hoping to I've got fan fiction that I've got to write that I've had stored up in my head, and all the skits. Jono's asked for recordings of my skits and whatnot, so I will be posting them shortly on my blog in audio form. Bear in mind that they're dangerous, X-rated, Y-rated, K-rated, Z-rated, and will probably, mess up a lot of people. Or not. But then it's your choice to listen to them, though I might also be so hilarious that you'll laugh your neck off. Not your head, because you'll kind of need your head to do the laughing, but your neck can come straight off, and your head will just land above your shoulders. Anyhow, I'm not really sure what else to say at the moment. Tonight's question is, what is it? That's a good question. Tonight's question is, what should tonight's question be? Best wishes, best of luck, and hope and smiles to everyone. Stay safe, have fun. May you be studying for an exam or assignment less boring than my current stats predicament. Or may you not even be studying for an exam and just be busy and free to do what you want to do. P.S. It's not fair that the Gentry Weekly newsletter is not weekly released. I'm addicted to it, to all the Gentry users, contributors, and developers. Please, publish it more often. That's one of my addictions, along with linear algebra, which I'm getting craving a bit because I have done so little after this second assignment after the other subjects to study for. I've got to do some 7-1-1 study as well. Well, I'm going to go back to studying and chatting and living. Night to you all.